Okay, it's hard to believe that another year has gone by, another Zman. Obviously, the Zman is not over yet. Another week and a half, 2 weeks. But I want to try to give over two very important messages to the last Friday Seder of the Zman. And certainly a big Ashkoach to those of you, and I think it's everybody in the room, that came every Friday morning to learn. We had a Gavavik Shir in the back that many of you attended. And your attendance was outstanding and very much appreciated, the people that in the room I'm referring to. And tremendous. And it just shows the Avodas Hashem that each and every one of you exemplifies and has really inculcated in yourselves over the last year and a half, year and three quarters. And I'd like to start with something I saw just now from the Leib Shalom, from Shalom Shadron. He says that the Ramban says, in this week's parsha, I'm sorry, when he introduces Sefer Iker, he says the following. He says, Tzivo b'korbonos u'mishmeres ha-mishkon. That the Iker, Sefer Iker, is also called Torah Kohanim, the Torah for the Kohanim. And the Kohanim, of course, are the ones who are involved in bringing the korbonos. But he doesn't just say that that the Sefer Iker is about the korbonos. He says it's also talking about Mishmeres HaMishkon. He seems to equate Tzivo B'Korbonos and Mishmeres HaMishkon. So what's the pshat? Now, Mishmeres HaMishkon is really referring to the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara that we'll see later on in Tazria, Mitzvah, etc. So, Rav Shlomo Shadron points out that one would think that the primary subject of Sefer Yikra is really the Korbonos. But the Ramban is equating the Korbanos, which is, seems to be the ikar of what happens in the Mishkan, with the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara. And that's where he says the other equal aspect of the Sefer is Mishmeres HaMishkan. And when we think about it, when we think about Tumah V'Tahara is not an integral part of the Korban. The halachos of the Korbanos are about the Korbanos themselves. The halachos of Tumah V'Tahara are called, just as he refers to it, equal ruksul, things that prevent the validity of the actual or the particular Korban. So what the Ramban is being meramis to us, that no, you can't have an asei tov without a sumei ra. It doesn't work. It doesn't work to learn Hilchos Korbanos and say, you know what? Ah, Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Oh, if the Kohen is tamei, if the person who brought the korban is tamei, it's a minor issue. It's not a minor issue. It's part and parcel. You can't have the korbanos without the Tumah V'Tahara, and they're on equal footing. And the Yisod really. And Avodas Hashem is that you can't be half baked. You can't be focused only on that. Say, oh, yeah, it's okay. The Sumira, I don't have to be concerned about. And we know that the Mishnah of us speaks this out very clearly. The Mishnah of us tells us, Kosher Yiras Chetel Kudem Sechachmaso. Anybody whose Yira comes before his Chachma, so then his Chachma will be maintained. Hachachmaso is Kayemes. Kosher Chachmaso Kudem Sechachmaso Yiras Chetel. In Chachmas Mitzchemes, if the Chachma of the wisdom, if the Asei Tov, if the good deeds come, but there's no Yiras Shemayim, there's no Yiras Chet, it's not going to stick. So Shalom Shadron pointed out that he heard somebody told him that it's very striking. Why do you need the double language? If I tell you that if you have the Yiras Shemayim before the Chachma, it's going to stick. Why do I need to tell you the flip side? Why do I need to tell you the obvious flip side that if you have Chachma before Yira, it's not going to work because the person can't think. If a person has chokhmah, if a person involves himself in Torah, it's worth something. Says the mission of us, chokhmah and yediyas haTorah and doing the mitzvot is not worth anything if there's no yira before it. There's no yira that is the foundation of the chokhmah. Chokhmah by itself, the asei tov by itself, is not going to help. And he says a mashal l'ma'a davar domeh. He says you have a pot of water, but there's no cover. Eventually, the water will evaporate. There will be no more water. It's not possible. It's not possible to have chokhmah, and then, oh yeah, later on I'll work on my Yiras Shemayim. Later on I'll learn Musar. The way Shlomo Shadron says, oh, when I'm 40 years old, then I'll learn Musar. But right now, I'm just focusing on Yediyas HaTorah. I'm just focusing on the mitzvahs. I'm focusing on the Asei Tov. It doesn't work. And that's what the Ramban is telling us. When you look and you open up the Sefer Vayikra and you say, oh, Hilchos Korbanos. That's the Iker. No. The Iker is the Korbanos and Mishmeres HaMishkan and Tumah V'Tahara. You can't have one without the other. And you see, I mean, he quotes different Mishalim, right? A person who davens b'kavona, but he talks during Kaddish. He talks, and he answers Amin Yehi Shirava, but all of a sudden, when it comes to the latter part of Kaddish, he's not paying attention. He's not even answering Kaddish. He says other things. A person is involved in Torah, and then he looks at things he's not supposed to look at. A person has to be a complete person, all well-rounded. He can't say, you know what? Oh, I learned for 3 hours now. Now I can do something that's the antithesis of my learning. And I think as you prepare to leave this man, many of you, as you prepare to leave yeshiva, you have to know this. Just because a person learns well for a few hours doesn't mean it gives him the liberty and the strength and the protection to go out and expose himself to things that are counterproductive, that are antithetical to the learning that he did in the Yiras Shamayim. A person can't say, I actually was just learning with somebody this past week about Torah Sabayas, right? So Torah Sabayas is discussing the Nekuda based on the mission of us, right? Somebody who had the ability to learn doesn't learn. It's Chai Ben Afsho. Because one could think, oh, I was talking about Torah Sabayas, from the time was talking about the idea that Afiyas Yitzma Torah. So he said, oh, that's Kaveri Yitzma Torah, right? That's what we're going to be asked after 120. That's Kaveri Yitzma Torah. But it doesn't mean that that's for a person who's busy the whole day, and let's say in supporting his family, and he's working, so he has to have Kriyas Yitzma Torah. But just because somebody's Kriyas Yitzma Torah doesn't mean that if he has free time in the evening, he can waste his time. He can't, as the Mishnah tells us. Anybody, right? I think it's the Mishnah of us, if I'm not mistaken. Anybody who's able to learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah, it's Mishnah Benafsho, right? This is obviously it's very real. But the point is, just because a person learned 3 hours doesn't mean he can expose himself to the dangers out there. And that's what the Ramban is telling us. And that's the biggest lesson. You spent a year and three quarters learning in yeshiva and growing. It doesn't mean that our job is finished. It doesn't mean that we don't have to worry about a Yiras Shamayim. We always have to be involved in Yiras Shamayim. And and certainly Maimar HaMusker, a person only involves himself in the Torah. A person is engrossed in his learning, but he's not involved in Musar. He's not involved in working on himself. He's not involved in working on his Midos. It's very, very, very dangerous, and it could destroy a person's life. A person cannot stop learning Musar for a second, as the mission of us is telling us. Kol sheyis rasa chachma, the chachma won't last. It won't last. Right, if the year comes first, let's just say, we'll quote it again. So, if you're founded and you're built on Yiras Shamayim and fear of Hashem and fear of sin, then if the Chachma is the foundation and the Yiras Chet is coming later, it's not going to work. And this is a lesson that you have to take with you for life. And you got to start now. Because if you don't start now, it's going to be a disaster. You can imagine, and you know, as I always like to say, it's a jungle out there. This is the Yetzer Hara, as the Gemara Solution tells us. The Apostle tells us, "Tzeifah Rosh Letzadik Mvashu Kamiso." The Yetzer Hara, as we know very, very well, the Yetzer Hara wants to kill all of us, kill us. He wants to destroy us. He will not stop. Right? And Kol Golam Mechaver Yitzur Golam Meno. The greater you get, the greater Yetzer Hara. This is not a joke. It's not a Kinderspiel. This is not. It's real. When a person, even if a person shtayg in Eretz Yisrael and Yeshiva for so long, the Yetzer Hara, on the contrary, is going to be stronger against you. And it's not enough to learn a few hours a day. I'm not saying you have to learn all day, but you have to be working on your Shemayim. You can't expose yourself to the potential pitfalls and dangers that are out there. And this is very clear in the Ramban, where he equates the halachos of the Korbanos with the Mishmeres HaMishkan, which somebody would think is secondary and tofel to the Ikar of the Korbanos. No. The Tumah of the Tahara, those halachos, even though they're just seemingly ikuvim and psulim, they only disqualify certain things about the korbanos. They are the ikur. They are just as much an ikur as the korban itself, and that has to be applied to our own life. We cannot let our guard down for the slightest moment, no matter how much asay tov we're doing. We also have to be very well steeped in sur meira. That's number one. And number two, it's always good to open up the Chofetz Chaim. He always has a tremendous life lesson in his words, and he opened up Tevah Vayikra with the Yisod that all of us know. But it's brought out with proof over here, and the answer, and the Yisod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives us the tools to accomplish what we need. He always gives us the tools. Whatever situation we're in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us all of the kelim, all of the abilities to thrive and to succeed. And what's his proof? The Medrash, it's a Psik of Rav Kahana, which I happen to have looked up, it's on Sepharia, this particular Medrash, Psik of Rav Kahana. which I still this morning I never heard of. It says in this week's parasha we discuss the korbanos, and the pasuk in Dvarim discusses the 10 kosher animals that exist, right? And what and which three animals are used for korbanos? Only the shor, the keves, and the ace, right? The ox, the sheep, and the goat, right? And the Medrash tells us, Amar b'Kahana, Amar b'Simon, Amar b'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Esther behemos Torahs mepsati lucha. I gave you 10 kosher behemos. Gimel b'shuscha, three of them are easily are in your domain. To go shor, keves, ace. B'shevein b'shuscha, the ayil, the tzvi, the yachman, the akov, the dishon, the tol, and the zomer. Those seven are not easily attainable. Obviously, they run around, they're hard to catch. Right? Because I never told you to run around into the valleys, into the mountains to get them. Kodesh Baruch Hu never told us, bring korbanos from the animals that are difficult to catch. He never told us that. It was God not Avusach. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu only told us to bring korbanos from where? From the animals that are easily catchable. That's number one. Number two, in the Yalkut Shimoni, in Sefer Iyov, it speaks about the idea that, basically, a similar idea, that any, I'll just paraphrase it again, the same episode. I can't find it right now, but this is a similar episode. Any mitzvah we're commanded, we have the Kalim, he's talking about Mila, he's talking about Tzitzis, right? Whoever made the Tzitzis, I'll give you all the resources you need to perform the mitzvahs. And the Mursa Haskel is very clear. There is nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us that we're not able to do. And that's very clear from the Korbanos. I sometimes can tell, oh, bring me a Korban from the island of the city. It's very, very hard to catch them. It doesn't make any sense. But the Yisod in life for Bosai is that if you have that mission, if you have the situation where you're going and you're leaving Yeshiva and you have to go and earn a Parnasa, guess what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the tools and the resources and the abilities to thrive and succeed wherever you are in life. If you have a mitzvah of tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the wool to have a beggar and to have tzitzis strings, right? If you have a mitzvah of whatever it is, mishloach manos, you'll have the ability to acquire mishloach manos. Okay, it's stalka, if you need parnasa. Obviously, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that there's a mitzvah of mishloach manos. This is poor people, haven't taught themselves yet, I have a suda. Any mitzvah, anything that we are commanded to do, we will have the ability to do it. And let's get a little more technical. If a person is having a nisayon, a person leaves a shiva and his friends are telling him to go to here, and his friends are telling him to do this, and the Yitzhar is telling him to do this, and the Yitzhar is telling him to do that. Rabbosai, there is no excuse. You have the tools and the abilities to survive, and to say no, and to get out of it. There's nothing that we're asked of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not able to do. Nothing. You can't say, I couldn't help myself. Baloney, it's not true. This is the Yisod. The Yisod is, there is nothing that we're expected to do that we're not given the ability to do. Period. End of story. There's no excuse. Mamash, no excuse. And I think that these two lessons, that there's nothing in this world, there's nothing that we're expected to do that we don't have the ability to do. And the other is so that there's no such thing as only focusing on the Aseh Tov without the Shemira. It's just not possible. A person can be the biggest master in the world. You can know everything about Torah. You can know everything. But if a person's not working on himself and he's well rooted in Yiras Hashem, it's not going to work. And just one more Nakuda. I think those are certainly two main Nakudas. But also, the Yalkut Shimoni tells us that the reason why young kids are supposed to start with Sefer Vayikra is because, right, Yovel Taharim, pure kids should come and learn about Taharis. Right, the Yisod is that's why little children are. The Taharis Ponim says that little children start with Sefer Vayikra. Why? Because pure people should learn pure things. Rabbi said we live in a world of tremendous tumah. We have to remember that there is such a thing as Taharis. There is such a thing as being pure. There is such a thing as being clean. It's very challenging in this world that we're exposed to. But the reality is that's who we really are. That is the Ikra. And that's why children start with Sefer Vayikra. Because why? Because let Torah kids come and learn things about Taharis. And I guess it's our tefillah together that guys who are leaving yeshiva should take these yisodos. Like yisodos of being Tahor. Yisodos that there's no such thing as Chachma that era. They're on an equal level, number two. And number three, the yisod that there is nothing that we're expected to do that we're not given the tools to do. You all grew tremendously. If you look at yourselves over the last year and three quarters, how you came here and how you're leaving, it's unbelievable. Look at yourselves in the mirror and say, wow, Baruch Hashem, I've grown. But guess what? You can't believe in yourselves until I may have asked him. It's not over yet. The game is not over yet. And as I said before, the Gemara Kedushin says, Sefer Rosh Hashanah Makash Amito, Yitzhara says, oh, you? You think you did well in yeshiva? You think you did well? Let me show you. I'm going to get... He wants to kill you. I remember... I still remember this. I oftentimes say this when I was Shana Aleph, the Shana Bet kid, who like, he like pointed my head. He said, the Yitzhara has the crosshairs on your forehead. Well, Derech Agav, that person, had a major read after Shana Bet. Major. Like, super major. Super major. And then Baruch Hashem, he was able to have a super major... another 180 degree turn, and Baruch Hashem, he works today, but he was in a very chashuv yeshiva for many, many years. He's certainly, I would say, somebody who ultimately did very, very well and became a tremendous ben Torah, which is another tremendous yisod, right? Here is somebody who, after Shulamit, had a major yirida, major, but even though he had a major yirida, right, he wasn't finished. He came, he got back up again. Okay, that's very important to keep in mind. Mama is very important to keep in mind. I want to give you more details about the story, but it's you never finish. Your mom's never finished, but you should never come to that point. You so it is, or Boisai. Look at where you've come, but you can't. It doesn't stop here. It doesn't stop here. The Yitzhara will be trying to bring you down, no matter where you are over the next Mitzvah 100 years of your life. Keep those Yisodas in mind. You need your Shemaim, and I would say, President Shimon Kabbalah on himself. President Shimon Kabbalah himself. As I said last year, and it's brought down by many, Igeres Ramban once a week, as the Ramban told his son, on the day of the week that you read the Ramban, of course your tefillos will be answered. And the Ramban over there says, a person should do a cheshbon nefesh, boker be'erev, morning and night. A person has to take stock. Of course, Baruch Hashem, you guys are gevaldik, you're shteiging, you're growing, you did amazing. But it's a life work. Al tamim ba'atzpah mostly. You can't stop for a second. And especially since the Yetzirah is after you, and we don't have to tell you how intense the Yetzirah is in today's day and age, or every day and age. There's always challenges. Rabbosai, Kodesh Baruch Hu should continue to give you the Siyata Deshmaya. You should have the fire and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully someone will be to come back and stay here. But the fire and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael should follow you all the days of your life. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should give you the Siyata Deshmaya and your Ruchnias and your Gashmias. And Habola Tar and Messina. So if you always try to stay Tahor, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you and you can talk to you. Have a good Shabbos and a great Venezuela.
Thank you so much. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. This is this. Here? This is this.